Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Dutch with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we're joined by Peter Husey of the Hudson Institute to help us interpret remarks made by the strongman of Belarus. His name is Alexander Lukashenko, in these last hours about nuclear weapons deployed to his country. This connects, of course, to the axis of Moscow, Tehran, Minsk, Pyongyang, and, of course, Beijing. The question of how nuclear weapons are treated by that axis will determine the road ahead in Ukraine and throughout the world. Peter, a very good day to you. Thank you very much for joining. It's been
almost, thank you, John and Gordon, for letting me be part of your show again.
It's almost 60 years since the Cuban Missile Crisis. We know now that President Kennedy and his ex-com committee did not know that the Soviets had deployed tactical nuclear weapons to augment their deployment in Cuba with medium-range missiles capable of launching nuclear warheads against China, against the United States. We know now that those tactical nuclear weapons were deployed over Guantanamo in the critical hours of the crisis. Since then, there's been what you'd have to say a lack of clarity about Russia's policies about deploying nuclear weapons outside of its territory, outside of its empire. The Soviet Union fell, and we have the Russian Federation. To your understanding, this announcement that Russia is deploying nuclear weapons to Belarus and these ambiguous remarks by Lukashenko, how should we hear them, Peter? Good day to you.
Good day, and thank you, John. What they're doing is being reckless, but they're also creating uncertainty. Is it a bluff or is it real? And as you saw, Mr. Lukashenko said, Belarus is no longer a neutral country. It never was, but let's go with it. And then he says, we're now a nuclear country, which implies that he has control of these weapons. And his language is very ambiguous about, well, does Moscow decide to use them and he concurs, or does he ask Moscow for permission to launch them? So who has launch authority? This is all part of a using nuclear weapons for coercion and blackmail, create high uncertainty in the West, engage in totally reckless rhetoric. And you've seen this one from Putin for a year and a half, in the hopes that the United States and its allies stand down. The issue here is uncertainty breeds miscalculation, and miscalculation can be an oops. And if this is an oops with nuclear weapons, we're in a total different kettle of fish, John, than we would be if it was, you remember the missile that went from Ukraine over Poland, and there was worry whether it was a Russian missile or a Ukraine missile. This is why this is so dangerous. And it's uncertain where Mr. Putin's going with this. But if you go back to 1999, when Yeltsin says, give me battlefield nuclear weapons I can use in a conflict on the battlefield to push the other guys to stop fighting and to stand down so we can win conventionally and we don't have to go nuclear, because they were worried about their capability conventionally to stand up to what they saw in the United States, Desert Storm, and then you saw the break takedown of the Taliban and the takedown of Saddam and under the Bush administration. So, John, that's where this is all coming from. And the question is, how reckless do you think they are, and how much of it do we think is a bluff? And otherwise, the administration has said, we say no movement of Russian nukes. We don't see any reason to change our posture. A number of the officials have said, if even if attacked with nuclear weapons, we will respond with better conventional weapons. But that's down the road. So the question is, we're very basically behind the eight ball when it comes to nuclear weapons in Europe. We have gravity bombs on fighter planes in a variety of places in Europe. And Mr. Putin is playing the game of, well, if you have weapons outside of the United States, we'll have weapons outside of Russia. They have them already in the Iskander missiles in Kaliningrad. And they could very well be at some point nuclear armed. They're within minutes of the capital of Poland. So, John, that's where we are.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, what should NATO and the United States do in response to Lukashenko's announcement of joint launch authority?
Well, I think one is take it up as part of the violation of the NPT and shut down the economy of the country. I don't know if we'll do that.
What is the NPT, Peter? What is the NPT?
The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty for 1969, which said it recognized the five major nuclear powers, which was China, the United States, Russia, France, and Great Britain. And Pakistan and India are not members. Israel's not members. North Korea was. They left. And unfortunately, the thing is, Belarus is a member, signed a signatory of the NPT, and now they're totally violated it if they, in fact, have weapons in their country. Gordon, the best thing you could do, one of the things you could do is deploy as many missile defenses as possible in the region. Again, that tells you the enormous value of missile defenses, giving you an ability to not have to respond immediately to a potential attack. We're behind the eight ball in terms of building anything to deploy in Europe, like a Navy cruise missile that's nuclear armed. That's going to take years. Some people have said it'll only be in the 2030s if it's deployed, because there's not agreement between Congress and the administration to do so. And if you're talking about advanced conventional weapons, number of the White House administration officials have said, well, we want hypersonic speed capable, like long range prompt strike or things like that. Well, they're not in the inventory. So we're kind of inventory less. And same time as our rhetoric is saying, oh, we don't have to use nukes. We can use conventional weapons. God forbid if we are responding to a nuclear armed attack. But go back to what I've often told you about Admiral Richard, the former STRAT commander, have said all the table talk exercises we do, all the war games, when nuclear weapons are introduced into a conventional battle, our assumptions that we will prevail go away.
Peter.
I'm not going to say we lose, but the language of our military officers, these senior top of the, they're the top in the country, have said our assumptions that we will prevail conventionally do not hold.
Peter, quickly, there is a report that China's considering troops to Cuba to augment or supplement their listening post. Do you know Chinese Communist Party policy? Do they deploy nukes along with their combat units outside of the boundaries of China? Do you know? We have less than a minute.
No. As far as I know, no. And it's also true the way they deploy submarines. They try to keep them close in port, which is called Bastion. But the key about China is just recently, look at where they're building and trying to build facilities. Persian Gulf, Red Sea, Djibouti, Peshawar, the Northern Africa with Gibraltar. The South China Sea is the Straits of Malacca. Add that all up, along with Cuba, which will cover the southern entrance to the United States, ports in Texas and so forth. And now China has eventually trying to get naval control over all the major choke points of the world, which means they control the flow, particularly of oil, but also of international commerce. That's what it's all about. And people should understand the Chinese don't do these things without a major purpose in mind. And that purpose is to, in the event of a war, to strangle the United States economically and tell you, you don't want that America, you stay away. Stay out of the fight.
And your measure right now, the nuclear weapons that may be deployed in Belarus, they have dislodged NATO supremacy in Europe. Do you have a measure of this right now? 30 seconds, Peter.
The measure, John, is whether or not we can kick Russia out of Ukraine, particularly Crimea. The Russians are fortifying the Crimea as we speak.
Right.
That is the big test. And that test will be, there's an article in Foreign Affairs this morning about Europe's got to stand up and take this all seriously, because they're not. And that's the issue. Are we going to defeat Russia and Ukraine or not? And there the kind of question is, the Russian, we have to figure out, is it the nuclear threat a bluff or is the coercion real?
Peter Husey of the Hudson Institute.
That's the deal.
Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.